You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
Hello, and welcome to the TFM Podcast. J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, the emails keep getting better and better. I know a lot of you are going back to college right now. I want to thank you for spreading the word. It's been amazing this summer just how much people have, we've really hit a little, like a new stride. So thank you for spreading the word. Keep doing that. I know you're going back to college. Keep telling friends, fraternity brothers, sorority sisters. You know, for your walk to class, this isn't meant to take over the party. This is meant to make you, you know, not feel as anxious after you did the party. You know, walking to class a little hungover, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get a D. Put on J Train. Let him whisper in your ear that everything's going to be A-OK. So just thank you guys for getting involved. Keep spreading the word. You guys can, you know, all that good stuff. Go on iTunes and give us a nice rating and follow us and all that stuff. But I'm very excited to have our guest on this week. Very funny comic, a fellow Bostonian, Johnny Fish. What's going on, bud?
Hey, now.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
John's amazing. You can go follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Fish, J-O-N-N-Y-F-I-S-C-H. Go follow him, support him, johnfish.com. You've been on Letterman. You've done. You're in it. This is great. Happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And you just... Open for Gaffigan.
Open for Gaffigan.
10,000 people.
10,000 people. 10,000 Jim Gaffigan fans. So good comedy.
We were
kind
of talking about it before we got started.
Yeah.
Explain what it's like to go up in front of 10,000 people.
Well, it was crazy because it was at the New York State Fair up in Syracuse, and it was outside.
Okay.
In this grand, in the grandstand. And so,
if you don't, you know, especially for comedy, you want like the roof to keep in the laughter. You don't know. How did that feel?
Well, since it was 10,000 people just laughing straight at you, you didn't need the ceiling.
It's a whole new feeling.
And I was doing comedy like basically at sunset. Like when I started, it was almost setting.
Life made sense.
And when I was done, it was beautiful.
You explained it so beautifully too. I got a half boner right now. Yeah. Well, awesome. We're pumped to have you.
Yeah.
Let's do this. You ready to help the dudes and chicks of America?
Yeah, I feel like I'm at the age where I should have a kid going off to college. So yeah.
You should know how you'd feel about this hypothetical. Maybe there's a kid out there that's going to college that's yours.
Yeah.
And you don't even know. Good luck, Johnny Jr.
Yeah.
You know, so let's get into it. Need your advice. So everyone writes in. We take these emails. Guys, keep spreading the word. Keep sending them in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Need your advice. J Train, you Jew. I love your podcast and need and advice. Need some advice. My girlfriend of 2.5 years just left for college. I live in Northern California and she's going to Chapman in Southern California. Chapman is like underrated, very good school. Also, a lot of hot chicks go to that school.
I've
never performed there. I just know.
Oh, okay.
Like anyone that's like, oh, I went to Chapman, I'm like, what laboratory is at this school? And I have 1 year of high school left. I tend to be jealous when she hangs out or meets new guys. Uh-oh, buddy. And doesn't stop telling me about them. Am I being immature by getting jealous? How should I deal with this? And should I try and work this long-term relationship out, even if I'm unhappy when we're apart for a while? Love the podcast. Keep it up.
Much is going through my head.
Well, give it up.
I think like it would be great if he could get a little bit of the college experience, go up and visit her a few times, you know? And also like when you come back, you'll have the stink of college girls on you and like the other high school girls will really get into you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both agree this kid's fucked.
Or awesome, or well, not.
As
long as he's okay and understanding that like this relationship probably isn't going to work.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But you could still use it to your benefit.
He's fucked in this relationship.
Yes.
He's the jealous type. Yes. She's going away.
Yeah.
He's going to have some sleepless nights. He's going to have some nightmares, you know, of some dude just being like, boyfriend. And then they make out.
Yeah.
You know,
your girlfriend's going to get so made fun of for having a younger boyfriend, yes, too. Like, and back in high school. They're just not even going to... You're not even going to be taken seriously.
And here's the thing. The clock has started for you, buddy. And it's counting down to Thanksgiving. That's when you get dumped.
Right.
Okay? So let me... That is when you get dumped. So let's try and make this... And John, I like your perspective because it puts a positive spin on this, which is what we like to do here. Let's look at the shithole we're in and try and see how we can make it work. Yeah. You know, so the clock is ticking towards Thanksgiving. You will be dumped. Before then, you need to get to this school and do a visit.
And maybe be proactive in throwing out the, maybe we can keep this going, but also see other people. That way she comes home, you guys are hanging out, you go visit her a little bit, you know, you're hanging out.
You gotta get ahead of it.
Yeah, but you're still...
Because what's gonna happen, and cut the jealousy out.
Yeah.
Because I've said this on the podcast before, nothing is less attractive to a female than jealousy.
Yeah.
Because it shows a lack of confidence.
Yeah. You won't even get to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and what's gonna happen is, let's play this out. You call her the first week of school. You go, and you're on the phone going, why didn't you call me last night? Where were you? And she's like kind of hungover, and she's in this other dude's bed.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. I got busy, and I was with these new friends. And then she's going to hang up the phone, and he's going to go, who was that?
Yeah.
And she's going to go, some nobody. And then she's going to just into his girthy arms.
Yeah.
I just think like you're not going to help yourself out with the jealousy.
Yeah.
And so I think make the plan to go visit. Hey, let's make a plan to go visit. But also the reality of this is like, it sucks that you're far away. The distance is wearing on me. Give that kind of complaint, because then you're ahead of it and you're taking a proactive, like, listen, I got my things together here too.
Yeah. And also don't think that the jealousy, it's not like J-Train saying, shut it off, there's going to be a switch and you're all set. He's saying, like, you're going to have to fake that part of it with her. We understand you're going to be jealous, and that's a genuine
easier
feeling.
Easier said than done.
Exactly. Fake it till you make it, though, when you're talking to her.
Totally. You ever had, like, try to do a long-distance relationship? A
little bit, yeah.
What is your experience?
I mean, I had the high school thing, except we were both in our freshman year of college.
Gotcha. So you went off to college, and you tried to make it happen.
Yeah, I guess. Like, it was in her head that we were going to, and it was in my head, like, we're going to college. Why would we...
How's this going to ever work?
Yeah. So it really like hurt us as... And we are fine now, and like, you know...
Still friends and
still
stuff?
Still friendly, but we were friends. You know, I went to her wedding and shit. But like, those first... That half year and that first year was very awkward when we both weren't on the same page.
Totally.
So just get on the same page.
And right now, like, this kid's in high school. It's your senior year.
Yeah.
Try and have as much fun as possible. She's in freshman year. She wants to have as much fun as possible.
She's going
to
grow up a lot in that freshman year.
Totally. And you're going to be the guy that's like, wait, come back.
Yeah.
Come back to high school. Like, we can't go back. You're the guy on the island and Lost.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't ask her to prom.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself. And I do think that stench, that college stench.
Yeah, man,
hey,
that'll help
had a
you.
Great weekend. Went out, and then the girls at school are going to be like, they're going to hear the story. They're going to hear that you guys broke up. Listen, tick, tick. It's going to end soon. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com.
Good start. Let's crush another dream.
Let's keep going. To fuck or not fuck? Man. Tough question.
A friend?
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Jared, I'll skip the dick sucking and nicknames because I'm not as clever enough to write something funny. I'm a freshman in my first week at a large SEC university in Texas. In case my email didn't give it away and I'm torn. Met this girl at a party, 788, and we hit it off. We walked around campus after we left the party and just talked for about 2 hours, only to end up making out in her dorm hallway when I walked her back home. My problem is this. Should I just keep this girl as a friend and have her introduce me to her hot friends, or do I hook up with her and risk the chance of losing a friendship with a person I really clicked with? Don't give out my name and shit. Also, would you take $1 million... we do a hypotheticals, we're going to do it later in the episode. Would you take $1 million if, or the next year, every time you meet someone you would fuck, you would throw up a little bit of in your mouth? What's that?
Does he mean that just happens, or that the girl is
So you get $1 million, but for the next year or every time you meet someone you would fuck, you throw up a little bit in your mouth.
Because of the way they look?
I don't know. I think that's your natural reaction is to throw up. Yeah, take $1 million.
Yeah, I take $1 million.
Yeah.
Who's even questioning?
You just hire someone to have Listerine with you at all times.
A little puke in my mouth? That's not my problem. That's her problem. Yeah. You know, so what do you think? Should he go for this?
What does 788 mean?
Okay, so we have a rating system in the podcast.
I figured that out, but I didn't know.
It's an area code system. Okay. Face, body, personality.
Okay.
So she's 7 face, 8 body. Face, body, personality. I love your reaction to this. Like, oh my God, you are promoting the most horrible thing. We also had a country code that was discussed a couple weeks ago where it would be like a 1... through 10 or 1 through 9 system on a country code for their blowjob ability, but he obviously can't give us that.
Okay.
So, or their conolingus ability. It goes both ways. Females can use this too.
All right.
What do you think? I mean, this is tough because that first week of school, you're opening up a lot of new people, a lot of new relationships, and you know, a lot, like 9 out of 10 of those people you're going to see in 4 years and be like, I can't believe I spoke to that person.
Right.
You know?
But 788, that sounds really good.
Sounds really good. And if you already made out,
you're
on that track already. And here's the thing. She ain't just going to pitch you to all her friends.
Right.
She has dibs
to you. She kind of likes you, yeah.
Yeah, so she, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to be like, hey, let's pump the brakes and be friends. And then she's going to be like, oh yeah, totally cool. Why don't you meet my hotter than me friend? That's not how girls work. Yeah. They're like, no, you're never speaking to any of these people.
Right.
Here's the thing. What do you think? You should... Go for this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. What I would do, since you like her and you know, first week of school, slow play it.
Yes.
You extend this a little bit. You know, maybe shoot her texts. Things don't work out for that first week that you try to get together. Oh, had this thing going on. You come up with an excuse. 2 weeks later, you hang out again.
Keep it make out. Keep it light petting.
Keep it, yeah. Or heavy petting.
So you can fool around with some other people, too, and have that, like, beginning of the college experience.
Yeah.
But, take it slow. This sounds like a girl, you know, that you want to have something
with. But you got to understand that if you already make out with a girl and have that, like, walk around for 2 hours experience, she's already built this up. Here's the thing. What girls will do is they will, they like the story much more than the relationship sometimes. They want the story. So your story is already very cute. You know, you've been under the stars, you walked around campus. She has whatever amount of investment you've put into this, she has times that by 2.
Yeah, and all her friends know.
All of them know. He walked me around, held my hand, he didn't even try.
They
know exactly how
they
you
know
kiss.
If you tried to do anything else.
Yes, totally. And they know you were a gentleman.
Yep.
That's the other thing. So they're all like, this is great.
Yeah. And that'll later on next year, when that's totally done.
Yes.
And you want to try to hook up with one of her friends, that'll help you.
That's the other thing, too. If you shut her down as a friend now and are like, okay, now introduce me to all your hot friends, you're a dick.
Yeah.
And I think we all get in this position where we live in a time with Tinder and apps that it is on steroids, the amount of girls you can see in a day.
Right.
And it's distracting. You know, and I think there were all these studies that came out. Do you see these studies where it's like guys
are
having...
Do I want to?
You might want to. Guys are having less sex than ever.
Oh, really?
Well, they're like, we're all in this free hookup zone.
Look, I have a whole folder of shit I'm embarrassed about.
You have a folder of apps to meet chicks.
Yeah.
How distracting is that to go from Tinder...
So distracting.
...then to Hinge, then to Bumble?
So I take them off of cellular.
Okay.
So I don't... do it out and about. That's why when I got in here I was like, what's the Wi-Fi? So I did like one quick check, but like, so I won't be doing it like,
it's very distracting. That's the thing with this guy. He's thinking what he's doing is
real life Tinder because you're at college
and
big school
and he's also gonna not fuck. Like he's missing out on what could be like a fun hookup with a cool girl.
Yeah,
because he's like, well, what about this, what about that, right. What about that?
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, dude, all those other girls are girls that have not agreed to make out with you yet.
Right.
You know, where you have one girl that is like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
This is cool.
He should have put what he is. You a 5'5"? What are you, buddy?
That is always the question. I always love with these rating systems where someone's like 788 and then they could hypothetically get married to that person. And
that sounds like a really good person.
I'm down for a 788. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with John Fish. at Johnny Fish, JonnyFisch, on Twitter. Go follow him, support him, johnfish.com. He also has a podcast that's out on SoundCloud. It's Not You, It's Us. Go check it out. Get into it. Let's go to...
It's with Kendra Cunningham.
Oh, another Boston person.
999.
999. There we go. If you guys are looking for more podcasts, I know people are new podcast adopters. This could be great. Long-term girlfriend. What's up, J Train Runner? Here's the deal. I have a long-term girlfriend going on 5 years now that started in high school. Yeah. I know. I'm such a fag. I'm missing out on so much during college. You said it. I didn't. But am I really? The plot thickens. This girl is awesome. My future wife. She's a solid 9.78. Only a 7 because she has smaller boobs, but one of the greatest asses I've ever seen. I just want her to hear this.
Thanks for describing your future wife for us.
Future wife. Dumpy face, but dude, look at that ass.
In 5 years, they've had that conversation. He's like, look, your tits can be bigger, but your ass is to die for.
Yeah.
Save this email for your wedding toast.
Yeah, this is what these are your vows. I knew I wanted to be with you.
Did he make...
You had the greatest ass I've ever seen.
Dream Train Runner, is that another...
So we do a lot of... They'll do a J-Train nickname. Everyone has a J nickname.
Got it.
We're at the point where I think the tide is turning, where people are going against the nickname. Whatever. Okay. I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Okay.
I just give answers. I'm definitely playing out of my league. The sex is great because we both understand what the other likes. Hanging out with her is great because she's a great drinking buddy and is cool with all my fraternity brothers. Oh, this is so cute that it makes me want... Now maybe I got that puke thing happen.
And they go to the same
school.
Where's
my $1 million?
They go to the same college too?
She tends to get along with the guys better than her own sorority sisters. So why the fuck, when she isn't around, do the guys give me shit for having her? They think I'm missing out on something.
They're jealous.
What am I missing out on? Chasing around strange all the time to go home alone 75% of the time anyways? Fuck that. I love this girl. How do I get them to understand that the girl is awesome and that it's really them missing out by not putting themselves in the same situation? Love the podcast. Fucking hilarious. I've laughed loudly in my cube at my shitty internship this summer. Thanks for that. What do you think?
They're envious, dude. Just stay strong. They're just ribbing you. That's what guys do, especially in fraternities. That's what you guys do. Like, you know, so just stay strong. Know that you like it and that you're going to get a lot of shit for it. But in the end, you're doing it right.
Yeah, this is what guys do. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm for his friends giving him shit.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And I'm for him staying with his girlfriend if that's how he feels. They're
just giving you shit. They're not like, if you ever sat down and had a meal with one of them, they'd be like, yeah, I wish I had that. It's just when you're all like, you know.
Well, this is the funniest part is anytime I've ended it with a girl, I'll have a buddy come up to me like,
what happened?
She was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? That seemed pretty great.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Right. If they ever broke up, they'd be like, man, what happened?
What happened? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Blew it.
Yeah. And then you'd be their responsibility to try and get back out there when they can't even get themselves out there. Here's the other thing. This is how it works. You are one thing. This guy probably, his one thing is that he's the relationship guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you make fun of. This is why men are so much better friends with each other than women. Because if a guy walks in with a horrible shirt on, everyone's like, look at that stupid shirt you wore. Look at, hey, shirtman.
And then, there's always one dude that comes up later and is like, I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah. So why'd you end up with that? Can I borrow that shirt? I mean, we had a guy in my fraternity who he came downstairs. He was like, all of a sudden, like I gave him a lot of shit where he came downstairs and he was like, he wasn't even a football fan. And then all of a sudden, like, the Steelers got good and he was walking around in a, if you ain't a Steelers fan, you ain't shit t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what'd you go to Walmart? They had it on sale. Like, what did you, like, and we just gave him shit for like literally like years.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Greg Stone, he's been on this podcast.
Yeah.
Greg Stone once went on stage at an open mic and did a bit about stealing that made absolutely no sense.
And don't let him figure it.
I never let him forget it. Yeah. Every time I see him, and he gets off stage, I'm like, should have done the stealing. I think this was the crowd. And he gets so fucking pissed because every time he's like, dude, I did the stealing bit once. And now he's mad because Gary Goldman does it on a special,
A
version of what his like thought was.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you stop me from doing it. I've been talking about this.
I'd have
for 5 years.
I'd be Gary Goldman.
I'd be
right
Gary Goldman. Yeah, you got the move is to fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you do is you say, you know, to all the guys that are making fun of you, like, okay, have fun masturbating.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hope your masturbating has a tongue. I hope your hand finds a tongue somewhere.
And I think even if that dude rereads his own email, he'll realize that he'd give himself the same advice as we
do. Oh, totally. Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Bros before hoes. Hey, J-Plane. Love the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to it. I'm an incoming freshman at Western Michigan University, caught in the middle of a grade A shitstorm. Keep it simple. Bro one was dating, let's call her Ho. I wonder how he feels about her.
Hold on. Back to, what's TFM stand for again?
Total frat move.
Got it.
It's a total, like, oh, look at, you just got with that chick. That's a total frat move. You know? Bro one was dating, let's call her Ho, for about a year, and all was well. However, the summer, bro one was going to leave on vacation and they were off different schools, so their relationship was kind of up in the air. Enter bro two. Bro one and two are really close friends. About a month before bro one's departure, bro two hooks up with Ho at my fucking grad party, which I didn't find out about until now. Bro one couldn't make it to. So bro one couldn't come to the grad party. Bro two came to the grad party, hooked up with Ho. We all make sense. We're on the same page.
And they were, bro one was hooking up with Ho, but not
together. He said
together.
They were dating. They were dating. Things were up in the air because they went to college, which, understandable. Ho eventually ends it with bro one after a month of God knows what with bro two. Now she is dating bro two. The whole thing destroyed a good friend group and nothing is the same. Oh, it's the three dudes are now. Here's the issue. I'm going to be roommates with bro two, the guy who was involved in the cheating, in the fall, and I'm afraid that he might pull some shit like that in college. How do I get it through his hormone rage head that we're best bros and can't do that to each other? Obviously, this is a major violation of bros before hoes. So send him shits, dicks, and no tits to his Snapchat. Jake and Beanstalk.
Shits, dicks, and no tits.
So I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. And you can either send me shits or tits. I get like 1,000 shits a day. It's it's disgusting.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Thanks. Yeah, I thought I was going to get more tits. Thanks for your advice in advance. Really appreciate it, considering I'm at a loss of what I should do. What do you think? He's got...
God,
so
yeah,
he's rooming
rough.
With the cheater.
Yeah.
And the other guy is a good friend of the... there's the third guy of the group.
I didn't even... Who's the third guy?
There's bro one.
Yeah.
Was dating the girl. Yeah. They were up in the air. Yeah. While they're up in the air, bro two comes in, swoops in on the girl.
Who's bro three?
The guy writing in.
Oh.
So he wants to know what he should do about his friendship.
Oh, so it's not his girl.
It's not his girl.
Got
he's
it,
the third
it,
guy in
it,
this group of three
it,
guys.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
And rooming. I don't know if he should be worried.
He shouldn't be worried, but I mean, that's the kind of thing that like you could bring up and be like, so what happened with, like, you could have like an earnest discussion about that and just be like, yeah, I'm not sure that's the coolest thing, coolest move you could have made there, man. You could, like, in the future, how would you handle that? You know, like, kind of break it down, like, what happens in the future, how would you handle it, and kind of like guide him to a more ethical way.
I think the answer is a lot to do with that, where it's like, let's find out the real story.
Yeah,
let's find out what this girl told him. I'm not saying it's the girl's fault. I'm just saying, like, everyone has their own stories. There's literally three different stories for what happened. There's the dude that got cheated on, there's the dude that did the cheating, and then there's the girl's story.
Exactly.
So like, let's figure out where your two dude stories are missing each other. And I think that involves first hearing, if you want to be the intermediary of this whole thing, you go to the cheater and be like, dude, what the fuck happened? Let's hear it out. Let me hear. How good are her blowjobs?
How drunk were you?
Yeah, get what all the story. Get the whole scenario, because he's going to say, listen, man, she came up to me. She told me they weren't together, you know, which is... it could have happened that way.
Because
guys don't really want to fucking do that to each other.
Right.
And then you say to him, listen, I think you know, and you end it with, I think you should move on from this girl. And see how he reacts to that. If he's like, I want her to be my girlfriend, then you say, okay, listen, good for you. No problem. Go for it. And I'd leave him with, if she's done that to someone, she'll do it to you.
Right.
And just, your piece has been said. Then you go to bro one and be like, hey, here's the misunderstanding. He said that, she said that, this and this and that. And then bro one is like, okay. And then you get them back in the room together. And you guys go talk and it's sober and you have this discussion. Okay, listen. And it's going to work out once that girl goes away. It'll be fine because guys can kind of forget these things.
Right.
But that girl needs to go away.
Yeah. And you should all call each other bro one, two, and three.
Yes.
That seems
like
fun.
A weird Dr. Seuss. Like a rapey Dr. Seuss. Bro one hook up with Ho one. Bro two hook up with Ho one. and what does bro do? You know, like I just think this girl being around is the lingering fart that it will always stink because she'll just remind everyone of their insecurities.
Yeah.
You know, because the one guy's gonna be like, "Oh, I got cheated." That fucks you up to get cheated on.
Yeah.
Especially with a friend.
With a friend. Yeah.
Because as the guy who gets cheated on, all you're thinking is, "What are those two saying about me?"
Right.
Even though they might not be saying anything at all, your first, because we're all narcissists, we all love ourselves, we all think everything is about us. We are all gonna think they must be sitting there laughing, clinking champagne, thinking about how horrible I am in bed. Like that's all they talk about.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this one I didn't like.
You know, it's tough, man. These are,
I feel bad for that guy.
I feel bad for that guy, but I think I feel bad for the friend that's emailing in because he feels.
Yes, but it's bad. My first read of this was that both guys that hooked up with the girl were living together.
No.
Yeah. So this was.
It's a little bit easier.
Yes.
So I think the move, and also you guys are in college now. People change. Yeah. Things change. You're maybe going to grow apart. Maybe this is his new girlfriend. And you're like, hey. And if he chooses her as a girlfriend, you got to step away from him.
Yep.
And you got to go support the first guy and go out with him and be his wingman. And get his, yeah, be his girlfriend. Let's try that on for size. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We got a couple of... This one's a little bit long. Let's read these ones about post-grad issues. Unemployment silver lining. Hey, J train wreck. I find myself in an unexpected crappy situation. I graduated this May, have yet to land a full-time job, which has forced me to move back home with my parents for the foreseeable future. That's bleak. All of my friends who also graduated either moved back home or got jobs. This leads me to not having the money to go out with them to the bars. And when I do, I'm forced to resort to needing to sleep on one of their couches because my parents would not be cool with me coming home at 2 a.m. drunk. I do live about 15 minutes from where I went to college, so I can hang out with my fraternity brothers who have not yet graduated. But I feel like I can't hang out there all the time because, A, being a post-grad who comes to their frat parties just seems sad.
Yes.
John's on. B, hooking up with random freshman girls while in college is fun, but doing after college becomes real creepy really fast. C, the same issue.
I'm all right with that part.
They're 18. It's fine. Same issue. See his same issue of needing to crash on the couches when he's at the fraternity. Even if you don't read this in the podcast, this fellow Jew would greatly appreciate any advice on how to make the best of a post-grad unemployment hell. And we got a similar question. That this guy, he's living with his parents and he went from going out four nights a week and living the most awesome life to living with my parents again, looking for a job. How do you deal with your first year after college? Is it normal to be this bumped out? I know this is just a phase, on and on and on and on. Yeah. What do you think?
Man, I had, I'll just say, like, it's going to be all right. Like,
yeah.
you're...
It'll work out.
You sound like you got your shit together, and you're going to get these things. But, like, me and my group of friends, I grew up in the town next to you, Newton.
Yeah.
And I moved in right away with some girls from college.
Okay.
And, three or four of my core buddies moved back home.
Okay.
Every weekend, sleeping on my couch.
They were couches. Always there.
Yeah, like, I used to work at this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with a lot of non-Jews. So when it was Christmas time, I, of course, worked the Christmas
yeah,
shifts.
Yeah.
And so my buddies, I wasn't even going out with them to that matzo ball thing on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they were staying at my place that night.
For the non-Jews listening, the matzo ball is on Christmas Eve. They'll have just a big dance / fuck fest.
Yeah.
For Jews to get together and go out and get hammered.
Yeah, it's great. But I wasn't even going to it, and my friends were staying at my place that night because they couldn't go home drunk. My buddy was he had his clothes off. They had broken into the first part, like the apartment building, but they couldn't get into my apartment. So one of my buddies was just drunk
with
credit cards broken that he was trying to use to get into my, you know what I mean? And then, and then the next year, I had to move back home and two of those guys got a place in Brighton. And so, you know, I was doing the opposite thing. And then we all ended up in a house together for a while and it all works out. It's not so sad.
It's not so sad. I totally hear you when you're like, oh, the party's over. That party is over.
Yes.
You're not going to be going back to college. It's so normal to feel bummed out. If you're right now sitting at home being like, fuck, it's Monday and I'm at my parents' house and I have no options, it's okay. You're going to be fine. It sucks because here's the thing, and I think we're seeing this more and more, and
It's very easy to get a grade. It's very easy to know. You go to class, you get a grade, you take a test, you get a grade.
Your life is structured for you.
Yeah.
In college.
Once you get out, you're like, oh my God, I need to be a billionaire and I don't even know how to make a dollar. You know, and that's the range of those, of that, that is too big for your brain to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, life just seems like it's so long and right now feels like it's so, needs to happen right now.
Yeah, and you're feeling like you need to rush into it, but you don't.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So I do agree with you that after college, you gotta like come together with some buddies. And I think with this kid, where if you're living at home on the couch, your first priority should
hopefully
be to move out.
Hopefully he's still in his bedroom. Is he still in his parents' bedroom?
That's the sadder. Those are the saddest ones when you come home and it's like, your room's a gym. Get on the fucking couch, loser. You know, because your parents aren't going to feel bad for you. Because everyone, that's the thing. No one feels bad for the postgraduate because they're like, you're fucking young still. You can still get a boner whenever you want.
Yeah.
You know, like, no old guy's going to look at you and be like, boo-hoo, okay? So no one's going to feel... That's why it sucks, because you're like, oh, my God, what do I do? And then you ask people, and they're like, fucking deal with it. You're an adult.
And they're probably happy to have you back a little bit, too. You've been gone for 4 years, you
Breaks
know?
The tension a little
you're
bit.
You're an adult, but you're not a dick adult. I mean, you're like an adult now, but you're not a college date. Like, you kind of want to hang out with them. Like, enjoy that time. Like,
exactly.
Get some good parent memories.
And yeah, maybe bring a girl home and, you know, have that weird moment with your parents. That'll bring you closer. I remember one time my brother brought a girl home, like, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we just saw these shoes at the front door. And my mom's like, and I came down and I was like kind of hungover from the night too. And he's like, my mom's just running around going, what are these shoes? Whose shoes? And I'm just like, just smiling, like wondering when this walk down is going to happen.
How old was he?
He was like 23.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, and I'm sitting there being like, I know these shoes belong to somebody. And she's going, and she's running around. And she goes, do you think someone, you know, and it's funny to have that like moment with your parents where you're like, yeah, bring a girl home. And I know they're going to be mad, but they're going to also be like, this is hilarious. Because your parents still fuck. Let me give you an FYI, okay? They're still together. They're still doing some of this shit. And they still want to be reminded that like, yeah, you're still going to be having fun. But I think when you move home after college, here's the advice I'll give, and it's a couple fold, and it goes back to your point of like your friends sleeping on your couch. Find your buddies that are in the same town, and if you're someone that like is lucky enough to have a job and has an apartment and is kind of moving away from that, understand that your friends need a place to stay and they want to go out. And also, if you're going to be the couch person, bring a case of beer.
Yeah.
Go
get bagels in the morning before everyone wakes up.
Be an adult about this shit and start growing up with that stuff, understanding that your body is a pain in someone else's ass, okay? Because I'd have people say, I had that same thing. I had a buddy, I came back. I remember I came back at like 3 a.m. and my buddy was just laying out in the hallway of my apartment building and he just looked up. He goes, I knew you'd be back soon. I was like, oh, he said. So there is this like, you're not responsible for your friends, but understand that they are becoming responsible for you by having you over. Be an adult, be a mensch, and like be the person that's like, okay, here's a case of beer. Thanks for having me.
It was snow. I lived in Brookline that year when I was, and like it was snowing one day. It was like, it was the first snow.
Yeah.
One of my buddies brought a fucking shovel for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's an adult present. That's when you know you've moved on.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I would also make your first priority getting a job and getting off the couch.
Yeah.
Make that your first priority, because when you do go out and you feel like you're getting towards that goal, that if that's your goal and getting that first job, getting that first apartment, if that becomes your goal, whenever you do go out, you won't feel like shit because you don't have goals.
Yeah.
At least that makes it smaller.
You shouldn't be going out every night right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Go make
maybe
that.
Maybe Saturday night. Other times, it's like, get to where you want to be.
Yeah, and going out on a Saturday night when you have no job, but you know you have interviews coming the next week, feels pretty good.
Yeah.
At least you're on the track. At least you're trying.
Yeah.
Not trying will make you depressed. The other thing is, and this is the advice for anyone who's graduated, let's make some plans. Make some plans. Make a plan to go back with friends. Make a plan to go do a concert. Make a plan for an event of some sort. This is the best trip we ever had, was like a couple years after graduating. My one buddy lived in Chicago and he was like, everyone come to Chicago. And everyone came. There was like 15 of us that went to Chicago and we had the best. We still talk about this weekend because it became an event where we all planned to go. There were guys that literally extended their trip You know, they were like, we were there till Sunday, and they're like, I'm staying till Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it became this thing. And I know that's an out-of-pocket, you know, expense, and maybe you don't have money right now, but while you're looking for the job, you start putting aside, and you're preparing for this one trip, because then it makes it an extra special occasion.
Totally.
And you have something to look forward to. So right now, everything feels dead and not going to happen, and I'm on this couch, and there's all this negatives. Okay, let's take the negatives, and we'll say, okay, we're going to plan for a month out. Yeah. I'm going to be on this trip and have a great time.
Plus, like, you're at that age where you're starting to have that happen for you anyways, because, you know, this dude's going to get married.
Totally.
This dude's, you know, so you're going to have those weekends where you all get together.
Those are going to come up too. And these are like pre-bachelor party parties.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we did them all the time. We went to Alabama, went to the Penn State-Alabama game. Yeah. Like, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, we did that too. I didn't even, we went, not there, but we went like Seattle to Portland.
Yes.
Like along that coast. We drove and camped and stuff. And did like dune buggy rides.
Well, that's
the thing.
And the reason that all happened, no kids.
No kids.
That's the thing. So you're at the spot of life that never existed for our parents. The age at first marriage is like 4 years above what it was 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it keeps going up. So you have this dead spot of life that you're not really sure what to do with this. Hang on to your buddies. Create plans. And also remember, the priority is getting off that couch, because there's not a lot of girls that are running home to their friends saying they just fucked a guy who's living at home with mom and dad. Right. Not proud of that, okay?
They don't mind hooking
up. They don't mind.
I brought girls back to my friends' couches, so that's fine.
Cool at 23, real boner killer at 27.
Yeah.
So let's tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Is my bro gay?
Yes. Yes. Next question.
Look, I'll get right down to business. My friend goes to a state school in South, TFM, and plans on rushing in the fall. He's currently living, currently in the summer session. I was talking to him a couple weeks ago, and he told me that a girl asked him to her room, and he said no because she was a 6. I thought that was a little weird considering he's a virgin, but I'll let it go. Anyways, fast forward to a week ago, and he texts saying in quotes, guy talk. I asked him what's up, and he asked me if I went on Pornhub. We were both in college, by the way. That's what set off more red flags than Uncle Jerry's basement. He then tells me that a friend told him to go there, and he watched a video and said he was disgusted by this. Now I'm pretty sure he's gay from this information. But what do I do with it? Let's let it go or ask him about it. Love the podcast. Don't use my fucking name. How do you feel about it?
I don't know if those are flags.
Yeah, I don't think those are.
Like, I got buddies that are not gay that just don't want to go to strip clubs. They think it's weird for them. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, first of all,
he hasn't had, sorry to,
no, please,
remember what you were going to say. He hasn't had regular sex yet. Why does he want to see like the A++ version of it on porn? You know what I mean?
The cartoon version of it.
Not
even the real.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he hasn't had sex. What do you think? He's just like looking to see cum shots?
Yeah.
He might be a little weirded out. I would have. I mean, I didn't watch video porn until like 27.
Mm.
I was always a still life guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was always whacking to like, you know,
memories,
bowls of fruit and shit.
No, like, I was gonna say like Victorian,
yeah,
like Victorian, paintings,
yeah, and, no, yeah. But I was like, I just never, it was never. I remember I told friends I at a party, like we were just talking, and they're like talking about like RedTube or like one of the sites, and I was like, what's that? And I like, and they were like, acted like I just said, what's, you know, what's Kentucky?
Right.
Like they were like, well, how don't you know what the fuck? We're, and I was like, really? Like what? And then I, you know. But, you know, now I go into the vision. But I think just, like, let him be.
Yeah.
Outing your friend is not what you want to do.
No.
Even if he is gay, like, just move on. And maybe, here's the other thing. I remember I went on a bachelor party. It was pretty recent. And this the strip club thing that you're talking about. And we had one dude that it was like, he just kept being like, dude, let's go to the strip club. Let's go to the strip club. Let's fucking go. And we're like, I don't know. Like, and I'm, like, single at the time. I was like, I kind of want to go. Try and go with, you know, girls that might fuck me.
Right.
Yeah, I want to go talk to those girls. Like, why? And he kept pushing the strip club. And it got fucking annoying. Because there's this thing where it's like, you're too straight for the room.
Right.
You know, like, you're not that straight.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy? You're not fucking that many girls.
Or was he married and that's what...
Like, he was married.
Yeah.
But so. he was also like, dude, I don't want to do that. I want to go at my own pace. No one wants to be rushed on that shit.
Right.
You know, like, so... This guy who's like, should I confront my friend. Like, you're just going to be annoying to
him. You got the wrong terminology anyways.
What's that?
Confronting.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to confront. It's like you want to be a supportive friend. In his time, he'll come out. If you want to, like, massage it out of him, not literally, that's different. But in a supportive way, it sounds like you're, like, upset about this. Like, should I make him gay?
And he's probably the reason that you're not helping him get out of his virginity the most.
Right.
Like, if you have a virgin friend and you're like, do it, fuck, you're like, dude.
He's not going to get it
up. At that point, he's like, okay. Like, he's nervous about it anyways without you doing that. So when you do that, all you're doing is making him, like, you're like a bad parent at a Little League game.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to say stuff like it'll happen when it happens, dude. Like, it'll be fine. A year after it happens, you'll be like, oh, it was no big deal. There's just too much. You're putting too much pressure on it.
Pressure on the pussy.
Yeah.
Blow Don't job, add to it. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Blowjob queen of the South. Mm-hmm. I like how that's going. let's do that. We'll do two more.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that'd be good. Let's go. Dearest Jared. Ooh. Let's cut the bullshit. You're awesome, and your silky smooth voice coats my commute to medical school each morning. Thank you.
Mature listeners.
You gave me solid advice during my breakup last year, and I'm coming to you again humbly for your advice. To clear up these last 365, I got into med school, played golf, and partied through my fair share of weekends and weeknights. My ex and I broke up before school because he headed to graduate school in New England, and I was still an undergraduate in the South. Somehow, we have now ended up back in the same city for now.
This is the lady?
This is a lady. Previously, we dated for 9 months, and we have known each other almost 3 years and lived together. Mm. It was great, and we were both happy. We decided, though, we shouldn't do long distance because we weren't sure where we would be the next year. We kept in touch while he was at graduate school, but we did not stay very close just because we wanted to give each other space.
Wait a minute. Is this the chick that was like the golfer in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this email the first time.
I don't remember it. What?
I mean, it's like she's saying they were going different
yeah,
directions.
Yeah, yeah,
she,
and I think we said to end it, right? That was that's usually the advice. I managed to get into med school, and it happened to be in his hometown. I promise I was not stalking him. He moved back here the day after I moved into my new apartment. We decided to have lunch last weekend, and it was like no time had passed. He also wore the shirt I got him to lunch. Is that a good sign? That doesn't matter. I don't think this is another thing.
He probably has one nice shirt. He doesn't remember who gave it to him.
Yeah, he has no idea. That's the thing. Girls put so much investment into these non-investable things.
Yeah.
He wore the shirt that I said looked nice. No, he doesn't fucking remember. Yeah, we didn't kiss or anything at lunch, but he did try to pay for lunch. It wasn't a date, but it was close. He's currently looking for jobs, which could take him back to the Northeast or other places. We texted some at the beginning of the week, but that has petered out. I'm not sure how to pursue this situation. I still love him, but I'm not sure if it will work if he moves again. Also, we were both going through massive dry spells. It's one of those post-grad relationship issues where timing never seems to work out right. I need your expert advice. Help is greatly appreciated. With love, the blowjob queen of the South. What do you think?
It sounds like Cupid wants you guys back together.
Yeah.
I like that she's not forcing it before she knows where he's going to be, because that's just going to add some more pressure to the situation. Like, do we do long distance again? And you're just where you were last year. But but hang out as friends, that seems fine.
It sounds like if they hang out, they're going to hook up, and then that's going to bring them back to, like, what should we do about this?
Didn't want to, because it sounds like they're both in, she said, dry spell. So it's like she wants to do it if it's right, not because we've run out of other options.
Well, that's the thing. But that also, like, sways it, don't you think? Like, the question she's asking is really, do I put myself out there?
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows that this could get her hurt at some point. I think you're right with the get together, like, see if he's into hanging out as friends and play it that way, where it's like, let's see what happens. Like, hey, you know, because he's coming back to his hometown, but he's been away for a long time. So you have probably a more established group in that town than he does. So maybe you go out with a big group and you say, hey, join us, and see how that interaction goes. You can't, I've gone back and, like, hooked up with, I've hooked up with girls that, like, I had a relationship with, and then we, like, would get back together, like, randomly. It would work out where we'd be in the same bar, and then we end up hooking up. And we'd have that moment in the morning where we look at each other, we're like, Do we have to? Are we gonna do this?
Yeah.
What's the deal? What's next? You have that like, what's next to be continued? Yeah. Dot dot dot. And what I found is that the same. I'm just like, I wasn't as excited about this before. I'm still not. You know, this
but
was fun.
This girl, they broke up for because they didn't want to do the long distance
extenuating
thing.
Circumstances. Yeah. So
if you can do physical stuff and not get too attached if he has to leave again, go for it. But if it's going to mess you up too much, then you should keep
That's really where I'm thinking. But that usually means you can't separate the two. I think if you invite him and he's on for that friend thing, because right now, until he gets the job, he's kind of in this like fun spot where he can go out, hang out, we'll see what happens. And then you guys can play it by ear when it does move away. Like then... Because at this point, you're 4 years, you know, it's a year down the line. Maybe things have changed. Maybe you've both matured. Maybe you both have had enough freedom and come back together. And you're like, okay, what you do is you invite him to a big group event.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're at least hanging out and you can see how it feels. It's like a tester.
Yeah.
You ever do that where you're like, okay, yeah, come out. And then you're like, oh, okay. Then you have the availability of like bailing. Get out of there. You'd be like, hey,
not a good move for like real new people.
No, this is like but for the old where you know that you have a past relationship. Yeah. You see it, how it works at the bar. Then you're like, oh, this was great. Then you're like, come over. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, this vagina ain't sucking itself. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFM podcast.
Did a girl say that?
I've said a lot. This thing ain't sucking itself. This vagina ain't licking itself. That'd be a good girl version. How many friends with benefits can you have? Sup, Trey Train. I'm a freshman at a mid-sized school in the Midwest. I never exactly wheeled in high school, maybe because the girls couldn't get the pre-junior year midget out of their minds. Oh, he's grown into a man now.
Oh, okay.
And college has been much different for me, to say the least. How is it? It's already different? Been there a week. Does he know?
What, is he a sophomore? Is he a sophomore?
Well, he says he's a freshman at a mid-sized school in the Midwest. Yeah. Mid-sized man at a mid-sized school in the Midwest.
Yeah.
That sounds another Dr. Seuss novel. College has been much different for me, to say the least. A little background. I have an oral fuck buddy. That's what I'm looking for. Oral fuck buddies. It also sounds like a toothbrush company. A new oral toothbrush. Sounds like an Oral came out with a new product line.
Yeah. For fuck buddies.
For dick cleaners. Yeah. Get the new Oral fuck buddy. It'll get your dick clean. Never escalated to sex, but definitely will upon my return. Back home, who things are very casual. She's actually wingsman me when she can, and I try to return the favor. The issue here... On my second weekend in college, did sex to this really hot chick. Did sex? Sometimes I don't read an email all the way through, and I'm like, maybe this will be good. And this ends up being, I just like the title. Can you? How many friends with benefits can you have? I thought it was going to get interesting. So in college, did sex to this really hot chick who told me we couldn't hook up because there was too much likelihood that she'd fall for me. But I'm a marketing major, so I was able to change her mind. Look at this, Coca-Cola. In a non-rapey way. Here's what makes it sound rapey is when you claim to be a marketing major to get her to have sex with you. Did sex with you.
To bring out your computer, you're like, this is how we're gonna do sex.
Yeah.
We're gonna do the sex like this.
Maybe she did you a favor because she thought you were mentally challenged. Yeah. She's like, you came up, you're like, wanna do sex? And we decided we could do a no strings attached thing. So the next night I got with another fine young lady who said she also wants to be, and he puts in quote, special friends. Maybe he is mentally challenged.
I don't know. I kind of feel like this.
So I'm laying here in bed on a Sunday morning wondering, one, is there a limit to fuck buddies you can have at one time? They don't know the other one exists. I always use condoms, so we won't create a new STD unless it breaks, and then you create the worst STD, a baby. Two, where's the nearest church? Sorry, Mom. Thanks, Jane Train. Love the podcast. Keep it up.
Sounds like this dude needs to answer that question for all of us.
Swimming in it.
Keep going, buddy. And let us know
keep
at the end of the year.
Fuck buddies.
Yeah, you're running the experiment.
Well, there's 7 nights in a week.
Yep.
Okay, so I would say that's a limit, right?
Yeah, no more than 14.
I'm just saying, like, well, who can? How many can you did sex with?
I mean,
a 7-night. That's the thing.
Because you can do nooners, you can do an afternooner. So you could 14 it. Yeah,
the perfect amount of like friends with benefits.
Two or three.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
And I mean half is...
One on the way in, one on the way out.
One on the way in, one on the way out, and one that you're opening anew.
Yeah.
So you... And the one on the way out, and then you push it out, and then you come down to two.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, there's just like... It's a lot of energy.
Yeah. I can't... I could never do the multiple thing. It was too much.
I'm not really into that either. Just because it was always like... First of all, crisscrossing the stories alone. I mean, the amount of memory that you have to put towards... Our parents together. This one's got the divorced parents. This one's got a sister, but not a brother. I told this story. You're repeating stories.
Drop her off at the wrong place.
Yeah. You think doing this podcast every week is hard, remembering what emails I read. Try remembering whether you said, like, I remember I was, like, I've been on dates with girls where I'm like, literally, here's the thing I do. I'll bring some girls to comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And I'll forget which one I brought them to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'll be walking up and be like, yeah, you were here last time. And then they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, must have been that other girl. And I'll laugh at it. Like, that's a joke. But it's not a joke at all. It's actually the opposite of a joke.
Yeah.
So I think keeping it to three is like, three's a lot.
Yeah, three's a lot, man.
What you want is one that's, here's the thing, this whole fuck buddy thing has become like a really weird, it's not, some of these girls don't think they're fuck buddies. And that's, so it's really, the way you're dating these girls is, well, what do you think?
You know what, as we're sitting here thinking about it, I actually, when I was in college, I never really had a girlfriend in college. I had three girls that were that to
that
me.
That just
like
let
friends.
You do that.
No, they were good friends of mine, and like we would hook up, and I got made fun of. Like in my fraternity, there was a phone list, and guys, one person every year or a group of guys would make nicknames for all of us for the phone list. And mine was a combination of all these three girls' nicknames. And then when they found out, they all got mad at me, or one of them got really mad.
Well, yeah. We used to do that too. We used to have the we had this thing where it would be at our fraternity when you'd have a formal. We had these. I forget what it was called. There was a guy who was, his job every formal was to find out who. It was called the polls.
Yeah.
Okay. And the polls were when you did a formal, you'd have to bring a date. So we would, they would put which sorority got brought. So like it was like it would say like KD and then have the names of the guys under it who brought KDs.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it'd be like Kyo and write the names of the guys. You know, independent, you know, like, and those were the polls to see which sorority had the most at the place.
Yeah.
And underneath each of the sororities, it would be your nickname.
Okay.
And so the poll master was a panned down position in our house, and he would do this every time. One time, for one of the formals, they ranked the men in the guys in the house by who was the best looking to worst looking. And this was dramatic.
Oh, God.
Because there were some guys that were having a horrible day. Like, then we still reference it. My one buddy called it the all beta ugly team.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and it's just, it kind of goes back to how we started the podcast where it's like giving each other shit.
Yeah.
But these nicknames became like your nickname on the poll. And just like, there were girls walking around being like, who's J Train and why is he 15? And it was just a ranking of how good looking you were. Yeah. I wish I brought this up earlier. This is awesome. John, thank you for coming
thanks
on.
Thanks for having me, man.
So much fun to have you on. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. John Fish @JohnnyFish, JonnyFish on Twitter, johnfish.com. It's not you, it's us on SoundCloud. We're going to come right back with some hypotheticals and some shout outs and then the news. We'll be right back in a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta name me.
Hey guys, welcome back. TFM Podcast. Chris Mansamp coming in from the booth.
Yes, here I am.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to do some hypotheticals and some shout outs. John Fish did an amazing job. He had to get going, but I want to thank John for coming on. You guys should all follow John @JohnnyFish. Also johnfish.com, and he's got a podcast out. Go check all that stuff out. He's so funny. Let's do some shout outs. Ready?
Yeah, I'd love to do some shout outs.
Hey, J Train. This film group wanted a shout out for their Kickstarter. I don't know if I want to get in the business of shouting out Kickstarters every week.
Right.
Because I don't even know. Do you trust Kickstarters? You're a film person, you're a production person, so I know that sometimes for those projects, like, how many projects started as a Kickstarter?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably increasing now. Yeah, we were talking a little bit before the podcast. I mean,
sounds
I did
like rich begging.
It is. Here's the thing: to take a film project from like nothing to something that looks really good, it's not it doesn't require a ton of money. So if you can go on there, you get a few $1,000s, like. That really takes it to another level because you can get light. You know, you just add a little bit to the production.
I hear you. Well,
you gotta see.
Let's help these people out. That Dog Will Hunt. Search That Dog Will Hunt on Kickstarter. Check out their video. The videos help me fucking buy some, you know, new shirts. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It always feels like it was just because this was their next option after their parents said no.
Right. Well, look, let me suggest this. If I'm these people, like, don't waste a ton of money on, like, wardrobe and different shit. Like, get equipment, make it look and sound as good as possible. Use your money for that.
So their Kickstarter, search That Dog Will Hunt. That's a shout out. Jay fucking Train, love the podcast, listen every week, keep up the great work. So my friend is trying to get Twitter famous and keeps on telling people to Snapchat him. Every tweet, his Twitter name is ASU Party, at ASU Party, and his Snapchat username is Eric1007, E-R-I-C-K 1007. Send him shits and tits, but preferably shits. And by that, I mean all shits. Once again, keep up the good work. All right. Sup, J Train. I've been listening to the podcast all summer. It's been phenomenal. Please give a shout out to my buddy, The Brosef, T-H-A-A-B-R-O-S-E-P-H on Snapchat. He loves shits and tits, mostly shits, so send them away. All right, so those are
seeing a theme here. Yeah.
There we go. You guys, if you guys want to follow me, I'm JTrain56 on Twitter and Snapchat and on Instagram. You can search JTrain56 and I come up. But my Instagram is Jared Freed. Would love for you to follow along. Also, we do these podcasts from Stand Up New York every week. You can go to standupny.com and use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to any show. Last night we had like 5 guys show up to the show last night, which was awesome. And just keep spreading the word. That really helps us out. Also, you can go to standupnylabs.com and check out all the great podcasts here. They have a donate page. So if you got a couple of shekels,
if you feel
this
like
way.
Yeah, you go to, like you said, standupnewyorklabs.com. You go to the entertainment section, find the TFM podcast logo, and you can donate on there through PayPal.
We got to get Mansamp some new
T-shirts. I mean, I'm just dying here. Yeah,
gotta pay Mansamp's rent. Okay, so let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Yeah, I love this.
You're amazing. I love your voice. I'm 20 from England, just to let you know for some reason. But anyways, let's get serious. Would you rather have bananas as limbs? They'd be limb-sized bananas, or have a banana body, including the face? I'm sure you know your podcast kicks ass. So yeah, keep kicking. Thanks for reading my batshit. What do you think?
Well, so as I understand it, this is like wearing, the two options are have regular torso, but everything else is banana, or have like a banana suit body, but you have arms and like your regular appendages.
Yeah, but how big is my banana dick?
It's going to be curved. It's going to be curved is going to be the issue. Yeah. Or maybe that's good. I don't know. I guess
that's a weird one.
I'm going to go banana body.
I'm going banana limbs.
All right. I mean, you
get hungry.
Your stupid banana hands. What are you gonna do with them?
I don't know. You can
peel them. And eat
I mean,
them.
Who wants to kiss a banana face?
That's who people could, that really like.
Who could ever love you, banana man? Who could ever love you? What up, Jay Treasy? I'm currently a sophomore athlete and fretting it up at the one and only Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT.
Dude, this has been a good episode today. Doctors, people from
smarty
MIT,
pants.
Yeah.
Nerd reputation be damned. We can party with anybody. My hypothetical comes from one of my hometown friends back down south. You're dating a 999, and he writes parentheses because a 10-10-10 would be snatched up yesterday. Some Freaky Friday type magic happens, and your 999 girl switches minds with your mom.
Oh, no.
The only way to switch them back is to have sex with one of them and have them reach climax. Oh, my God. Would you rather have sex with your girl's mind in your mom's body,
or your mom's mind and your girl's body.
Wow, that is a fucked up one.
That's
MIT
fucked up.
Coming strong.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Love the podcast. It brought a new avenue of entertainment in life. Spreading the word as best I can. Keep up the good work. Wow, this guy. And he's in the... This guy's like a smart dude. I'm not going to give away what he's studying, but...
But let's just say going to space eventually.
Is
that right? We're gonna have to believe it out.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I mean, as fucked up as it is, I guess you have to go girl's mind in the mom's body. Right?
That's also true because also the mind is kind of how the climaxing happens for ladies.
True.
So as far as this happening for as little time as possible, like, you know, it's kind of like if you played a video or... It's kind of like doing a maze, and you don't know how to go the first time, and then they're like, okay, go redo the maze. Yeah. You're going to run through that a lot faster. So as far as getting it to the climax part is the most important thing to me because...
Yeah,
because
now it's over.
You would end it as quickly as possible. It'd be like, you know, the Band-Aid rip.
Wait. But here's something we're not thinking about. So, okay, they're going to switch immediately when they reach climax. So you're going to be fucking fingering
out
your
of the
mom's
butt.
Yeah, because it's going to become your mom.
Why did you say your mom's butt?
No, body. I'm saying it's her body.
What are you doing to get
Look,
her going?
Good
for you, man. Okay, let's go to some news.
Chicks, this is a great segue. Chicks who are down for hashtag butt stuff are more likely to orgasm, says science.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
Right. There's comfort. Those are girls that are comfortable in their own body. They're like, they're past the whole uncomfortable sex thing, and they're like, okay, let me see what this butt can do.
Right.
You know?
What I like about it, it's 538.com, which is like they do a lot of like really good political numbers. Like Nate Silver picks the presidential election down to like a tenth of a percentage every year, and they're getting involved in this
the butt stuff movement.
This research,
it's quite a movement at this point.
Of course,
everyone is talking butts.
Right.
Nicki Minaj on the VMAs last night. I know we're going to be a week behind. We're a week ahead, but this will be next week. That butt.
Yeah, it looks terrific.
It's changed the world.
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago, it was the whole thing about they did her wax statue and like the guy like took pictures of like...
It was really funny because the wax statue was bent over. Like, here's the thing. If you're going to have anything look like a bent over butt, someone's going to take a picture of them humping.
Of course,
it's going to happen.
Obviously. But it's like you watched the VMAs last night. It's like, yeah, of course. What are you going to do?
She was wearing like a Ultimate Warrior type looking thing.
yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is hot.
She's great looking.
I don't know. It's she's Nicki Minaj. I think like also the butt stuff is like it adds adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anal sex appears to be the hands down winner for both sexes. 100% of men and 94% of women say they orgasm during encounters in which they received anal sex.
Do we have to take a poll?
Yeah. The guy's like, no, we can't.
The tighter vagina makes you come 100% of the time. Who would have thunk it?
Right.
Yeah. I also breathe the air. You know? Let's go to the next story.
All right. I'm going to say this. I debated whether to include this because I don't totally even understand how to explain this, but it annoyed me to an extent that I had to bring it. UT Knoxville is to encourage gender neutral pronouns on campus and have officially lost their damn minds, it says. Now, what does this mean? There's a chart that's included in this article where you don't want to offend somebody because they have like a bunch of quotes here where it's like you can't just assume that because somebody looks like a woman they identify that. Okay, fine. But then it says instead of using the word they, you should use the word she. Z-H-E-E.
What does that mean? Is that even a word? We're making up a new word?
I guess we're making up a word. Them, instead of saying like his or whatever, you say here or jeer for
these,
women.
This is insane. I have an honest question.
Sure.
Does the person like that puts this whole thing together ever get wet? Like, are they just unsexual?
Yes.
Because, like, as a human, there are things that are never going to go away. Like there are things that a woman attracts to a man or a man attracts to a woman that is just pure animal.
Right.
When someone who does this that doesn't want to be called her or him,
what gets them going? Nothing.
What is attractive to them? What makes them hard or wet? Like, what gets them into a life with a person? Like, I don't understand, like, how a person like that even, like, you know, do they ever, like, look at a man and just be like, there's a girl that puts this together. I'm assuming it's a girl. I don't know.
It's a woman named Donna Brackett, I guess.
Does she ever look at a guy's chest hair and be like, oh, yeah. No. Like, she never, no. There's no possible way.
Formal policy. Like, I mean, I'm not even making a joke. Formal policy, like, following the correct steps is probably just what goes
gets
on
her
for
going.
Her. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, everyone shut the fuck up.
Well,
you know, like, I don't understand why everyone's opinion matters.
It's all based in, yeah, let's not hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
Fine, that's a good place to jump off from. But when you start getting this crazy, it's like, you're just ending all kinds of conversations.
What world do people live in that, like, feelings don't get hurt? Like, why do we always have to be protected? You know, if you don't feel sad, like, if you just exclude yourself from feeling sad, like, you're not living as a normal person. Like,
No. You're
going to get offended. You're going to have something hurt your feelings. You're going to have something feel good. Like, you know, I don't understand how these people, like, live a day-to-day basis. Like,
yeah. You,
what do you think is going to happen? You're going to find people that look at you and go, nah.
Well, and you're also not teaching people that might be offended, say, if they're transgender or whatever it is. You're not teaching them to have the confidence just to be like, no, actually, I identify as a man. Oh, okay. Or whatever it is. You know, it's like,
there was that whole Bill Burr thing where he was like, it was so funny. But he's right. He was like, about how, like, you don't even know what to call. You know, everyone's just like, we're just supposed to learn right away.
Right.
Like, we don't, I don't know.
Well, it was stuff because he was like, I don't know what's going on in your mind, Caitlyn Jenner. like, it's fine, but
I just don't get it. I don't know where we're going. Like, I don't know. I also think that, like, there's less people that talk about this than we hear about. Like, this study from, we seem to have a new thing every week with, like, we need to call it they, and we should America or not, you know, America's anti the world. And it's like,
right.
I just think these people are given pulpits. Like, why do we give crazy? Why do we even, like, listen to these things? Like, why are we even, like, if there's two people in the world who know what J means,
I'd
be fucking surprised.
No, I read it for 20 minutes last night being like, how the fuck am I even going to explain this? I don't understand.
These are new words. Yeah. Why are we creating new words for losers? You know, like, I don't understand. I went on that other podcast, the one that they're doing here.
Crass to Mouth.
Yeah. Crass to Mouth. And they had a guy who emailed, and what did he call himself? Who was here?
Oh, shit. I know what you're talking about. I couldn't think of it.
He was a guy who doesn't have sex.
Yeah, it's something. Sell something.
Look it up. He gave himself a name. Instead of calling himself a loser, he was like, I'm a celibate. But, like, it wasn't a celibate. It was like
I can't find it, but it's not. It's like he's not deciding to do it, right? So it's
no.
Like
he has become. He is not having sex, and not by his choice. It's because no one will fuck him.
Yeah, so I can't.
That used to be called a fucking loser. Now they've invented a new name where it's like, and he gave it a name, and it sounds like super cool.
Right.
Like it sounds like a bad guy in a Marvel thing. He's like, yeah, us Excelsiors can't get laid.
Shit, it is something like that. I can't think of what it is.
And it's like, what? Excelsiors?
Yeah.
You know, like, why don't we should just call you Poop Breaths. No one wants to be with a poop. They should have a loser name to go with a loser cause. Like, I've had girls not want to have sex with me.
Right.
I've gotten turned down. I didn't just go invent a name for that.
No.
To try and make it something. Maybe it's just the same thing. You know, like, they're inventing words that don't exist for a group of people that is so small.
Yes.
That they don't matter.
Well, here's the thing. They do matter. They're people, right? They should be treated fairly, but they're going to engender this type of, like, anger towards that group when the anger should be at the people that are trying to defend them in this, like, misguided, crazy way.
You know what it feels like? It feels like the nerds from high school, like, were just the first on the internet. Like, they knew how to use it first.
Yeah.
So, like, they're first there to complain. And it just feels like, like, they're just defending themselves. Like, it feels like this person was a loser.
Yeah.
And is a loser. And I'm not afraid to say, like, you're making a new word to make it so no one gets offended. No, you're a loser. You're someone who got hurt in high school. And I'm sorry for that. That sucks. Everyone gets hurt in high school. But you're trying to defend from that the rest of your life. When maybe you should just get married and have some kids and shut the fuck up. Like, maybe you should stop bothering us from us having fun.
Yeah, well, and then, that's what it's misguided.
I can't
it's just
say a silly
they. Reaction.
I can't say they.
No, because you don't know if that group of people are man, male, female, how they identify.
I'm just going to start, those cunts. I'm just going to start using the word cunt.
Yeah.
That's what I You know, that's what I just, instead of they, I say cunt.
Right. That's what I say for a human being. That's my word.
I'm just trying to make sure everyone feels included.
Let's close with this. The Oxford Online Dictionary just added new words.
I love when they do this. I love it because people get mad.
Well, these people some get of them mad, are aggravating.
Like, yeah, because they're like, it's very much the old guy on his porch being like, I can't believe Froyo's a word. And it's like, yeah, we say Froyo now.
Right. Well, I don't. That's the thing. I don't necessarily mind that they're adding it. That's fine. Like, language evolves and great. But the like awesome sauce is a fucking adjective that's now in the
love
dictionary.
It. Love
you
it.
Do?
Love awesome sauce.
We're on opposite sides
Let's
of this.
Let's bring on awesome. I just like the fact that it's in the dictionary. All I just like that it's been made relevant. I'm a huge Guy Fieri fan, so I like that he's being upsold by this.
Right.
Can you believe people don't like Guy Fieri? I was ranting about this a couple weeks ago. Do you believe people don't like Guy Fieri?
I can believe it.
Why?
I can believe it.
Someone, I asked someone, they're like, his hair sucks. I'm like, that's why you hate somebody? That's right. That's why, it feels very anti-rich to me.
Well, listen, if you were around Guy Fieri long enough, you'd be like, why don't you cook me up something? You'd eat it. You'd love it.
Yeah, of course. That guy knows what he's doing. He's the inventor of awesome sauce. He's the reason my brother and I say out of bounds all the time.
Really?
This steak is out of bounds. You want to put a smile on a group of people's face? Start using the phrase out of bounds. It'll make your fucking day better.
Really?
I say it all the time now. Oh, out of bounds. You even say it boisterously like it's great.
Right.
All this anti-Guy Fieri thing feels anti-rich people. And it bothers me. Like, I think, like, what? Oh, you're mad at Guy Fieri for going and showing us all the mom and pop places you can eat in every town. When I go to a new city, I go to TVFoodMaps.com, and I start looking up places I can go to like, try the local stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's helping us stay away from, like, the Walmartization of the world. He's helping see mom and pop American dreams type places. If you're against Guy Fieri, you're against the American dream. And then everyone was talking about his new restaurant in Times Square.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think? It was going to be have a sommelier and be high-end? You thought Out of Bounds guy, awesome sauce guy, wasn't going to have awesome sauce on the menu?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what it is. I think people look at him as like, well, I could do that. You know, like, I think it's that type of, I don't think
like
it's anti-rich.
Demeaning his job.
Yeah, because people don't look at Emeril Lagasse like, what a douchebag. They're like, oh, he's a, you know, but it's the
he's
same
a trained
job.
Chef. Yeah. And you think that him going on, I don't think you can do that. I don't think, I watch another show
no, you
on
can.
Food Network.
You're right. You can.
Yeah, he's very good at his job.
Right.
He's not, it's, first of all, it's his show. That means he created the concept, I'm assuming. It may, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he is an executive producer, so he is creatively chosen to look at Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and make that a whole thing.
Yeah.
He has other shows on TV. But I watched this other show, Carnival Eats. this is a disturbing look into your life. I only watch stupid shows.
Yeah.
Carnival Eats has a host, and he is horrible. And I'm sorry, man. It's just not working.
Oh, no.
I'll say you heard it here first
is
on the
this
TFM
your application
podcast.
For a
I want that Carnival Eats job. I'm serious. This guy,
yeah,
because you watch Guy Fieri and you're like, this all feels right. And then you see this Carnival Eats guy. He's too tall.
Uh-huh.
He never fits in the carnival booths.
Right.
The people are always way shorter than him. It always feels like he's forcing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, look, I know what you're talking. I mean, look, we'll have HD TV on sometimes, and it's like some of the shows you watch, you're like, yeah, that guy knows what he's talking. And then you cut to another one, and like they're doing the, you know, they're trying to explain how they're going to renovate the house. And you're just like, that's not where I don't
Guy
I don't
Fieri
feel like.
Is out of bounds.
Here's two more words.
Sure.
You tell me. I don't think you're going to like one of them. Butthurt is in. That's a word. Officially.
Butthurt?
Butthurt, yeah.
I like butthurt.
Which, I was thinking about this yesterday. How come people that are like very sensitive about... That to me sounds like a gay slur, right? Where it's like...
Yeah, how did that not get in?
Right, like how did that pass by everybody?
I think anyone that comes in contact with a Tennessee woman before that we talked about in the previous story should always... I think it's always so frustrating when someone's like on a pedestal like that, like on a pulpit.
Yeah.
And just be like, why are you so butthurt? like, that would just like to her that would be like the most infuriating thing I
think. Of course. And
what's
then
the other one?
Manspreading got in.
Manspreading is in.
Yeah.
What a stupid fucking cause.
No, you like that.
I like it because I'm doing a joke about it, but I just can't believe that's another thing. There are very few people who care about that.
Right.
As compared to the amount of FaceTime it gets.
Right. Well, or the people that are affected by it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's called saying excuse me. Just yeah. Go, hey, excuse me, can you move over your leg?
But that was the point I was making before about this, like, okay, so maybe you got offended and that's unfortunate, yeah. But you should be able to live in a world where you can be confident enough to be like, no.
Well, we see it a lot. I see it a lot on stage where it's like the whole room is laughing.
Yeah.
And you have one person with a stink face. Mm. And it's like, instead of them saying, maybe I don't get it, this isn't for me.
Right.
They're like, this isn't funny. And you're like, no. There's a whole room around you. The majority is laughing. Right. We all love this.
You're just butthurt.
You are butthurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You are not, you have don't have a good personality. And they always say, the first thing I always say is like, I love comedy.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
There's a lot of comedians out there that like, I'm like, this isn't my cup of tea, but someone's going to love this.
Right. And you can see the craft of it.
And you see it and you get it. And I think that's about owning the fact that you're not the only person in this world.
Yeah, of course. No, and but that's
a lot of these people, they think they're the only person on earth. They're like, oh, we have to change it to Jésus so that we don't get offended. And it's like, we know you.
Right.
You, this is your problem.
Yeah, you can refer to a group as G if you'd like.
G. What a fucking gay thing. G.
Yeah.
Well, Man Samp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man.
You guys can find Chris on Twitter at Man Samp. He's got a podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday. Check it out here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I am Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We will be back next Tuesday, as we are every Tuesday. We'll see you next week.